Great. I know some of you brought along preschool children, and this is the point where for 20 minutes they have a little break. And who's going out to Sunbeams? See the kindly looking gentleman in the orange top there carrying the baby, the child. Follow him to Sunbeams. In the meantime, we're going to have a very brief talk from John Haruna here. And our theme, as you might have guessed, that this had something to do with love and unity. And John's just going to share a little bit of that from an international perspective. Is that fair, John? Big hand for John Haruna.
Good morning. Oh, it's afternoon already. What a beautiful day. Well, I know in England, when it rains, we appear to be having a boring day. I think that's where the international perspective comes in, because in my country, when it rains, we celebrate. Actually, we run inside the rain, we dance inside the rain, and we give thanks to God for the rain. And I think I just want us for 1 minute to stand upon our feet and just appreciate God for the beautiful weather out there. Thank you, Jesus. It's a good thing. Please be seated. Thank you very much. He said, no, I don't like that weather. This is England. We don't celebrate weather. It's International Day. We celebrate everything. This morning, I would like to encourage us with a few words just to celebrate God's love and God's mercy and celebrate our unity and togetherness. So I was mandated to speak on this topic, the blessings of unity. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the reason why we are gathered. We pray that you speak to our hearts, speak to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was a young child, my mom one day said to us, called all her children, 9 of us, sat us down and said, I want to tell you a story. And she asked my elder brother to get a bunch of broomstick. And she took one out of it and gave to each and every one of us and said, break it. And we were like, wow, what's wrong with mommy? One stick in my hands? That's easy. Boom. And it split into two. And she took the bunch and gave it to us. And she said, break it. I said, mom, we can't. Try. I says, no, mom, there's no way we're going to be able to break it. And she looked at us. She says, every time you stand by yourself, you are exposed to breakage. Anyone can break you. Anything can break you. But when you stand collectively, it's impossible, very impossible for anyone to be able to break you. As a young man, I love watching Discovery Channel. And there was this day, I was very bored. And they were showing trees. And I said, what is it about this tree? And the orator said something. He said, if you see this tree anywhere, they probably have lived at least 1,000 years. And I said, that's impossible. How can one tree live 1,000 years where there are earthquakes and there are terrible winds and there are typhoons? Because this was in South America. And the orator said something. He said, these trees are so unique that their roots only go about 6 to 10 inches down. I says, no. If that's the case, they should fall every time there is a wind. But he said something that actually helped me to prepare this sermon. He said, these roots find one another. So the roots of the first tree finds the root of the second tree and ties itself to it and goes to the root of the third tree. And if there are 1,000 trees standing together, the roots are all tied together. So the wind blows. And it touches not just one tree. It touches every tree that is standing there. So for 1,000 years, they are standing together. They are holding themselves. And the wind hasn't been able to take one out. That was God's purpose when he made man. Let's look together at Psalm 133. Can I have it up, please? Yes. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together. Verse 2. It's like precious oil. Now look at the way God started it. He said, how sweet, the ESV says, how sweet, How lovely, how kind, listen to me. When we live together, there is something unusual about us. You can't separate us. You can't put something in between us. There is no reason not to want to be in that fellowship. Every Sunday morning, we get ready to come to church. I know people who will say to themselves, oh, I don't want to go to church today because it's the only day I've got to do my work. This is the only day I've got to rest. But you are always alone. And it may look as if you're catching up. But if you get a bit of help, you will move a bit further. And I said this to myself. Now, this is acting up now. It's easy for us to think that we can do life by ourselves. We can say, I don't need anyone. No one can help me. No one can support me. I just be myself and I'll just be great. No. You can be good by yourself, but you can't be great by yourself. If you are going to take 100 years to run a race, if you find a helper, it will take half that time. I remember once Nigeria was going to play the World Cup for the first time. And the whole nation was upon their feet. We've never been to the World Cup before then. And the game was played at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was like 12 noon in the afternoon. Everyone in Nigeria were glued to the TV. And suddenly, 26 minutes into the game, Nigeria scored. And everyone celebrated. And we screamed and we held each other. But that's not the good news. When the game ended, they called the man who scored Nigerian first goal. They says, how do you feel being the first Nigerian to score a goal at the World Cup? And he said, it is not me, it is us. If the defenders didn't defend well, if the midfielders didn't give me the ball, how would I have scored the goal? We are better together. It doesn't matter your race, your gender. It's important that there is someone around you to support you. If you read the Bible, over 30 times, the Bible says, love one another, encourage one another, serve one another, comfort one another. We need ourselves. And that's why the Bible says it's like precious oil that is poured down. Now, in England, we don't usually see how things are made. So we don't know. I took my son to Nigeria when he was about 2 years old. And he was running after a chicken. He didn't know what it was. He just liked the way he was running on 2 feet. So he ran after it. And my mom said, now it's time for lunch. Somebody go get the chicken and kill it so we can eat. And my son began to cry. He says, why do you want to kill the chicken? I said, that's chicken. And he says, no, that can't be chicken. Because where we come from, chickens don't have feather. But it is important that we respect one another. It's important that we love one another. It's important because this oil that God is referring to in this scripture is as a glue that holds each and every one to the next person. About 5 years ago, my mother passed away. And I got the news, came to church. And everyone I told about my loss were as if they have lost their own mother. It wasn't just my mother. It was everyone's mother. That's the way I felt. The handshakes, the hugs. And it's something about new life that actually keeps us going. The love of God in our midst. We embrace. We shake hands. We make phone calls. If I tell you every day, the first thing I expect, maybe at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, is a text message. And it usually comes. Either Pastor Nick sends me, how are you doing today? Or somebody else in church just says, how are you doing? I was just thinking about you. It keeps me going. Amen. We need one another. You can be good, like I said, by yourself, but you cannot be great by yourself. We try to encourage ourselves by saying these things. I'm strong enough. I'm tough enough. I'm talented enough. But yes, you might be for what you have in mind, but you are not tough enough for what God has in mind. Because God has greater things concerning you. He has a bigger purpose for you. So it's not just about how little you're saying it. We need to come together. We need to see each other as a dependent. Somebody saying, oh, I'm going to help you go one step further. We like the word independence. My son said to me, Daddy, when I'm 16, I can do whatever I want. Thank God he's not 16 yet. And they look forward to that age. Because the society encourages independence. Then I can work for myself. Then I can earn my own money. Then I can live my own life. It's easy. Who doesn't want freedom? But that is not freedom. And I said to him, I said, Junior, you are not an adult because you will do what you want. You are an adult so that you can do what is right. There's a difference. We need to be united. We need to hold on to each other. We need to depend on one another sincerely and genuinely. Not because we are not capable of doing so many things, because it makes the journey easier. I want to remind us a story about a man that was possessed by a demon. It's in all the Gospels. And the Bible says this man went and lived by himself in a tomb. And this is what is likely to happen when we are by ourselves. He was alone in the tomb. He was surrounded by chains. He became depressed because he was alone. There was no one to console him. There was no one to comfort him. There was no one to encourage him. We look at our lives sometimes. We are by ourselves. Especially London can be a lonely place. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The first week or second week I came to this country, I was trying to find a job. I wrote a lovely, what in my opinion was a lovely CV. And I went for this interview. And when I got to the interview, they had finished the interview and everyone had left. And the lady said, oh, are you Mr. Haruna? I said, yes. He says, well, I haven't invited you for an interview. I invited you to have a chat with you. He says, well, I don't need a chat. I need a job. He says, yes, we can't offer you a job based on this CV. In England, we don't write CVs like these. And I was like, this is the best CV you can ever have. And she says, no, if you continue writing CVs like this, you will not find a job. So I went on my way back home. I actually wept because I had no one I could talk to. There was no one that can encourage me and says, no, these are the steps you need to take in doing the right things. But when you've got a family like we've got here, I can just ring Pastor Nick or Pastor Bob. I think I'll probably read Pastor Bob because I think he knows how to write CV better. You'll find someone who is willing and able to support you. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the Bible says something. Don't forsake the assembly of one another. Don't forsake the assembly of one another. Why did the Bible say that? Because we are better together. There is profit in being together with someone in a church. If you come here on a Monday morning, it's probably a school hall. Children will be here clapping their hands and singing and dancing and do whatever it is children do. But when you come here on a Sunday, collectively, when we sit together and pray together and talk together, God hears us and God turns up in every service. And sometimes all you need is someone's smile. I was coming from work one day, then many years ago, I was working on the ward in the hospital. And I used to work on Saturday nights till Sunday morning. And I'll be tired. And I just get home, have a wash, and jump into my clothes and just come to church. And as I'm stepping into the compound, I see someone looking at me and smiling. And I was like, wow, God is really good. I don't know what the person has seen about me, but in my heart, I'm heavy, I'm tired, I'm weak. But your smile keeps me going. Your hugs keep me warm. And that's one thing we do here. When I come to church on Sunday, I used to say to my wife, I count the hugs. What number are you on? I'm 15. Come on, right on. You need more. It shows appreciation. Somebody cares about you. I was at home mourning my mom, feeling miserable, like the man, alone. And I got to knock on my door. That's unusual. In England, you ring someone before you go to their house. That's the basic thing you do here. Pastor Bob didn't bother calling me. He turned up. Why call a grieving man, he says in his heart. And as soon as I opened the door, I saw them. My heart was lifted up. I just said to them, what would you like to eat? I ran to the kitchen and I began to cook. I'm a good cook anyway, for those that want to visit. Amen. So we need to love and appreciate one another. Everyone in the house of God is useful. It doesn't matter how small you think you are. God depends on you. Edward, God depends on you. And he knows. Everyone together doing the things that God has said. But look at the last verse of Psalm 133 as I conclude. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord commands his blessings. When we are together, God commands his blessings. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Three people brings God down. Seven people, 10 people, 20, 50. One of you will put a thousands to flight and two, 10,000. We got energy when we work collectively. There's what is called corporate anointing. When we gather to pray together, on Tuesday we meet to pray, and I come alone with my wife anyway, not single. And we walk into that prayer meeting, and you see everyone sitting, and we are tired, and we are weak, and we are feeble, and we are discouraged. But somebody says something to you that, oh, you look good, and the Spirit of God comes down, and you begin to see the goodness about you. You don't need to look at yourself and say to yourself, oh, I'm not good enough. You don't need to say to yourself, I'm too weak. You don't need to say to yourself, I'm losing out. You need to let somebody tell you how good you are. And I like it when I get to work. I say, oh, you smell nice. I say, oh, thank you. Nice shirt. Oh, thank you. These things helps to keep us. Good words, the Bible say, is like sweet wine. And I'm sure everybody loves a sweet wine. Even my mother used to love a sweet wine. Everybody loves it. So collectively, we say good things about each other. Let me now say this as we go. God loves unity. When Jesus was going to be crucified, they placed him on the cross and they nailed his hand. On top of his head was written the King of the Jews in three different international languages. Even the devil knew that Jesus loved unity. We need to know that in this church, you are not alone. Let's rise upon our feet. I would like you to find someone that you're comfortable to pray with. If you're on the first row, go to the next row. I know your friend might be next to you. Go to somebody else. Just somebody else. Find somebody else that you can pray with. You don't need to know them. They are here for a reason. Find somebody you want to pray with.
Start grabbing a seat. That would be great. Where's Joe? My Joe. Lots of Joes here today. It's fantastic to see everybody here today. I heard two comments as I was walking in today. There were some dads who had just dropped their kids off to play football, and one of them went past our sign and said, "I need some new life." The other person was Elizabeth. Where is Elizabeth? There's two Elizabeths. I'm talking about Elizabeth Jr. She's a singer. Where is she? Anyway, she greeted me, "Happy International Day." Wasn't that nice? I've never had that one before. Well, it's a truly international day today. We've got Icelandic weather, and we've got sub-Saharan outfits.
It's another international day, and I would like us to do something quite unusual. If we don't mind standing up for a minute, and I want you to turn to somebody that you may not have seen before and welcome them in your traditional way. If you have any type of greeting, you just greet them the way you will greet them in your tradition. That's a thing.
This is like traditional.
Fantastic. Okay, this is the difficult bit. Oh, I love that. It's the only way to do it, isn't it? This is the difficult bit. The British greeting is very easy, isn't it? Just the handshake, really easy. Japanese, maybe just as easy. It's when you get into the kissing thing that it gets difficult, doesn't it? Is it the nose? Is it one cheek? Is it two cheeks? That's where it gets difficult. Joe is just going to ask, I think some of the children are going to pray for us. Do sit down for a moment.
Okay, fantastic. This has to go down as the wettest international day. There's various people wearing Vietnamese rain hats, which are very appropriate. There's a whole family that have come with their Vietnamese rain hats, which is very appropriate. I always have a crisis. Nick's in wonderful Ghanaian robes here, and I'm wearing this. I'm claiming a right, so this is my bit, all right. No, it's not Italian. It's Egyptian, right? It's got Egyptian pots on the fabric. Okay, so this, and I've got shiny shoes, which I don't normally wear, so this was my feeble attempt at this. Just very quickly, we've got wonderful music and stuff today, and for International Day we've bought the most amazing new flags. Okay, so the little ones have already got their flags, but we've got two amazing groups So we're going to have a red and gold and bronze group, which represents God, our God, who the Bible tells us is a consuming fire. And we're going to wave them here on earth. We're going to wave them to God in heaven. And when we give them out to the kids and the young people in the second song, we're going to give them out during the second song. We want you to come to the front and just stand and wave them. Don't move around, just stand and wave them. And remember, the Bible says God is in heaven, sitting on his throne. The earth is his footstool. So from his footstool, we are going to be waving to our God in heaven. These are the fiery ones. And then there's another group which are going to stand behind the fiery ones. This is all very organized. And they're representing heaven, okay? There's silver and blue and purple. It's the colors that were woven into the veil of the temple. It's representing God who is in heaven today, this God who we worship. And we're going to wave those behind. So we need some of the older ones, taller ones to wave those. So in the second song, we're going to get those out. Brilliant. Some of the young people, Kalechi and one or two others, and Esali and Eliza and people, we're just going to come and pray before we start. So I don't know where they all are. Who was the other person? Joseph. Where are the guys? Where are the children? Kalechi? Where is he? Can't see. Oh, sorry, guys. I couldn't see you. Do you want to come on up? Eliza? Esali, brilliant. We're just going to... Maybe we stand and they're going to pray and invite God to come among us and to touch our hearts and to speak to us today and to make us one. Ione, do you want to come up? Do you want to come up? No? Okay. Okay. Let's close our eyes and they're going to pray. We'll go along the row. Is that all right?
Thank you, Lord, that we're all here. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit will come in here and that we'll feel like we're getting closer. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, that you would just set our hearts on fire and that fire would spread around this whole church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear God, I pray that your Holy Spirit, that other people would want to be curious.
Lord, thank you that today we're celebrating multicultural and diversity, Lord. And no matter what race you are, what country you're from, Lord, we're all your children. Amen.
That's fantastic.
Stay standing. We're going to sing the first couple of songs. And also, just to mention that we have ECOS today, English Conversation on Sundays. And several of the ECOS people have come to get a taste of our International Day, and others are coming for the meal. So I've seen a few of you out there. You're very, very welcome. So join in as much as you can. Hold the flags down the side here. Louise, very, very exciting part of our service next.
Good morning. So if you are taking part in the reading, if you would like to come up, I'd be really grateful. Thank you. So Nick asked if we could have a reading in lots of different languages. And we started off with just the beginning of 1 Corinthians 13. If we come this way a bit, is that right? And then we'll be out. That'll be lovely, thank you. And we are so excited that in this church we have people of so many different languages and different countries that we have managed the whole of 1 Corinthians 13. And I do also have some people who were willing to stand in case people weren't able to make it. I'm just going to put them in order. So let's have Ivan, then Nuket. If you could come this way, a bit comfort. Sorry, just takes a little bit of organisation. We've got Alma. Alma's coming in. Then Alejandra. So Alejandra, we're going to have to move up a bit more. Sorry, Sherry, can you move this way a little bit? Is that all right? Thank you. And if you could come in here. I think you're between the two ladies. Thank you. You see how big a job it became. Those are then Tomas. Fantastic. Yes. No, thank you so much. So next year we already have booked in Swedish, Romanian, Korean and German. But we are blessed in this church to have people from all six continents that are populated, not from Antarctica. So before we read, we are going to just introduce ourselves. And rather than me introducing you, our lovely people are going to introduce themselves and I might do a bit of translating before we start. So we'll just go along and introduce ourselves first.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Daly. I'm from the US. And I'm going to be reading the English reading today.
Good morning. I am Ivan. I'm from Ecuador. I will be... They said in Spanish. Muy buenos días a todos ustedes. Les doy la bienvenida. Yo, mi nombre es Ivan y leeré la primera parte de la verso.
So this is Ivan, who's from Ecuador and who's going to be reading in Spanish.
Günaydın, ben Nuket, Türkiye'denim. Hepinize hoş geldiniz.
And this is Nuket, lovely Nuket, who's from Turkey and going to be reading in Turkish.
Naitwa Alma Bubegwa, naenda kusoma Kiswahili, natoka Tanzania.
This is lovely Alma, who's from Tanzania originally and is going to be reading for us in Swahili.
Bom dia, meu nome é Aliandra, sou de Campo Grande, Brasil.
So this is Aliandra, who's from Brazil and is going to be reading in Portuguese.
Salam, sumi Lozano, ከኢትዮጵያ የመጣሁት እና በአማርኛ ነው ማነበው.
This is Loza, who is from Ethiopia originally and is going to be reading in Amharic.
Dzień dobry, mam na imię Tomek, jestem z Polski.
This is Tomas, who's from Poland and going to be reading Polish.
My name is Anna. I was born in Ukraine by... Oh, sorry. Receptionist and I'm every day work and speaking. That's why I do apologize myself. Yeah. Меня зовут Аня. Я родилась на Украине, но мой первый язык это русский.
So this is Anna, who's originally from the Ukraine, who's going to be reading in Russian.
Hello, I am Lalit. I'm Sri Lankan and I
speaking Sri Lankan in your language.
Oh. mama Lankave, mama Sinhalen katha karanna yanawa.
Thank you so much. Lalith, who's from Sri Lanka, who's going to read in Sinhalese.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Kayo po ay mga anak ng Diyos at sana ay lahat tayo ay magkaroon ng maayos na pagsamba ngayong araw.
I'm afraid I didn't get all of that. But this is Sherry, dear Sherry, who's from the Philippines and is going to be reading in, I'm going to try and get it right, Tagalog. I just can't get quite get that. Lovely, thank you.
Read it, Nelia.
Mbembo Mwata. Anemo Mbem Nineka Mwata. Yenine Nemebo Mbem Mwata. Manambo Kenya. Mburo Yenine Basaro Mazipufu.
Thank you. I'm sure there's some people who can translate that for me. But this is Comfort, who kindly is going to read from Nigeria and going to be reading in Igbo.
皆さんこんにちは。日本から来たさとみです。よろしくお願いします。
Thank you so much. This is Satomi, who very kindly is going to read for us in Japanese, who's from Japan. And last but not least, the person who's come the furthest.
Kia ora. I'm Miriam, and I come from the land of the long white cloud, Aotearoa, New Zealand.
And Miriam's going to read in Maori for us, very kindly. So, we've had the introduction. So we're just going to take a time of quiet just to hear. The words will be on the screen if you want to read them, or you could just close your eyes and let the languages just really speak to you as we read. Thank you.
The chapter is 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Si yo hablase lenguas humanas y angélicas y no tengo amor, vengo a ser como metal que resuena o címbalo que retiñe. 1 Corinthians 13:1.
Bir Korintliler 13. Tanrı'nın elçisi olsam, bütün sırları bilsem, Her bilgeliğe sahip olsam, dağları yerinden oynatmaya yetecek kadar güçlü imanım olsa ama kalbimde sevgi olmasa ben bir hiçim.
Tena nikitoa mali zangu zote kuwalisha maskini. Tena nikijitoa mwili wangu niungue moto. Kama sina upendo, hainifai kabisa. Wakorintho wa kwanza, sura ya 13, mstari wa 3.
O amor é paciente, é benigno. O amor não age em ciúmes, não se ufana, não se ensoberbece.
Ficar e amai gabaon aedergam. Yerasunem maifeligam. Aibesachem, bedelenem maikotram.
Nie raduje się z niesprawiedliwości, ale się raduje z prawdy.
Все покрывает, всему верит, всего надеется, все переносит.
Преме кизикалаке пахаванне нета, анагат ваки кюм вот лативанне, баша вот наватинне, данат ганму вот нативанне.
Sapagkat nangangakilala tayo ng bahagya at nangangahuhula tayo ng bahagya. Datapwat kung dumating ang sakdal, ang bahagya ay matatapos.
Mbembo mwata, anmiyukupka mwata, umumem nilebo umumem mwata. Iyeni neneme, bihen watakri neme, marambento zuretozo, mkoro iyeni de watakri neme, bufuga.
同様に今の私たちの神に対する知識は、粗末な鏡にぼんやり映る姿のようなものです。しかしやがていつかは面と向かって神の完全な姿を見るのです。今私が知っていることはおぼろげでぼんやりしています。しかしその時には今神様が私の心を見通しておられるのと同じようにすべてがはっきりわかるでしょう。
なてねてまうねてふかぽのてたまなこてあろはえないえとるこてみやぬいらわいいえないこてあろは。
Fantastic. Elizabeth can come back. That was wonderful, wasn't it? Amazing. And Liz is going to introduce a song from the quite new Life Choir.
Can the New Life singers come up, please? For those of you that don't know, I formed this choir earlier this year. We've had one song, it's our second one. And everyone works very hard. They're really brilliant singers. I just want to introduce everybody. This is Elizabeth. I'm just going to do first names, just so I don't mess up last names. We've got Elizabeth and Vicky on soprano. We've got Sophie, Monica, Philippa on alto. We've got Bob and David on tenor and Gavin on bass. We hope you enjoy it.
Healing.
song was called Wonderful, Merciful Savior. Joe, Matthew, you're on. Give Matthew a big hand for his... his casual dress.
What are we doing first? Fantastic, we're doing a drama. Yes, okay. So, very exciting, New Life dramas. Okay, they could make a TV program about this. Okay, so first, I need five friends. Does anyone have a friend here? We need some big, muscly friends. You guys are pretty muscly, but we need, like, even beaster purse people. Dan, he's a personal trainer. Who else is muscly? Who else is willing to carry people? Go on, Joe, come on. Who else is willing to carry people? Craig, are you feeling up for it? Yes, he's coming. Come on, Dale, I'll get you up as well. Yes, come on. The singer himself, fantastic. We need a little person. Edward. Do you fancy coming being our little strong man today? Up you come, bro. Fantastic. Okay. We need a noisy, difficult crowd. Who's feeling specifically difficult to get to? Aini, fantastic. Up you come, my friends. Fantastic. Who else is feeling noisy and difficult? Joe, I love it. Luke, do you fancy coming as well? That was time. Anyone else? Noisy. We need a crowd. We've got two people. Fantastic. Up you come, Joanna. That's good. Fantastic. We've got Jesus in the house. That's what we like to hear. Okay. We need a health and safety inspector. I'm feeling Tim. Go get Bob up as well. Up you come, mate. Fantastic. Okay. Grab your props, ladies and gentlemen. He's bringing a songbook. Oh my goodness. Gonna perform a solo. Is Peter here by any chance? Yes, he is. Come on, my friend. Fantastic. Round of applause. The man himself. Swagger and style. So, may we have the five friends on the stage? The five friends, please. Edward, fantastic. Grab a buddy. Up you go. Fantastic. The four friends. Who wants to be a friend? Who's feeling particularly friendly today? Hey, James. You feeling it? You, my friend. Up you come. Yeah, I think you should definitely grab a robe. Okay, and we need the crowd to be down here. Perfect, guys. Okay, let's do this thing. You feeling pumped, Peter? Okay, it's good. So, you start.
Long, long ago in Israel, there were five very good friends. They all worked together in an orchard. They picked fruit. They cut wood. They cut wood. And they trod grapes together, which they loved, leaping and dancing among the fruit.
But one day... one solemn day, suddenly, one of them fell sick. The little one. He groaned a great groan. A greater groan than that.
No!
That was good. And he fell on his bed already. The other four friends all tried to help him and cheer him up. They tickled him. They even slapped him. Trying to get him. Very lightly. They read the latest West Ham results. But even that didn't cheer him up. They're very low results, I'm afraid.
So they tried getting him to eat.
One friend brought him some grapes. I'm afraid they didn't have any grapes, so they gave him a bone instead. There was a bit of meat left on it.
Another brought him a bright orange, but he just pushed it away.
The third friend bought him biscuits in a lovely bright coloured tin, but he wept at the sight of it. He just felt too ill.
And finally, the fourth friend saved up all his money and bought him a whole packet of sweets. But he didn't even want the sweets. He simply pulled his blanket over his head. Now they knew their friend must be really, really sick, as he loved sweets best of all. They sat sorrowfully around his bed.
Suddenly, they heard a great commotion going on outside. A huge crowd were going past. In the midst of the crowd was a man called Jesus, who everyone was saying could make the sick well.
Anyway, the crowd hurried past and disappeared into a nearby house. The man's four friends leapt to their feet. That's it, they said. We need to take you to see Jesus. He could make you well. But the sick man only turned over and groaned. By now, his teeth were chattering and he could not walk at all. He was much too ill to get to Jesus.
Well, said one of the friends, there's nothing for it. We'll have to carry him to Jesus. There are four corners on this mattress and four of us. They began to flex their muscles and their amazing strength.
But the poor sick man felt frightened by all this and called for a health and safety inspector to supervise everything. The inspector came rushing in with his clipboard and declared the mattress to be safe. And so, without so much as a "how's your father," the four kind friends scooped up the man gently and carefully and headed towards the crowd with the health and safety inspector running along behind. Amazingly, the man survived the journey. But there was bad news ahead. The crowd were big and rather difficult and would not let the kind friends through to Jesus, as the house was very crowded.
But did this stop the four kind friends? No. They were brave. They were kind. And boy, they were determined.
So they climbed up the side of the house, and much to the health and safety inspector's horror, they put the poor sick man down and dug a hole in the roof of the house and then lowered their friend down, digging. And then lowered their friend down in front of Jesus. I don't know what you're going to do for this one.
The health and safety inspectors need to step up. The health and safety inspectors are now starting to feel quite faint. And one had been found over by the chair. Jesus, meanwhile, looked up at the kind friends. Slaini, with Santa Claus hat on. He knew what they wanted him to do. He turned to the man and took him by the hand. Well, he tried to take him by the hand. He was very ill, the friend on the floor. And he turned to the man, took him by the hand, and cried out in his clear and wonderful voice,
"Son, your sins are forgiven. Now take up your bed and woo."
And to everyone's astonishment, the man did just that. He leapt up to his feet, he grabbed his bed, and he swung it over his head. And the crowd went wild. The crowd went wild. Look at him going for a victory lap. Whoa, fantastic. The crowd leapt up and danced, and they followed him home across the hills, which was through the aisle. Well done. Fantastic, fantastic. Good job, Rob.
Hang around, Matt. Fantastic. That was an international drama, okay? An international dramatic performance. And now we've got a song, Matt, haven't we? Matt has spent last year in Paris, and he picked up a few French words while he was there that he's been teaching. You going to introduce this?
Yes, I'm afraid we got some good news and some bad news. So the good news is we're singing a fantastic song today, one of my favorite songs. I used to sing it every week in my church in France. The bad news is some of you may get horrible flashbacks to GCSE French lessons, so I do apologize for that. So, may I have Flame up to the front? Flame, who knows the actions to this song. Munya, are you excluded? Fantastic, Eduardo. Brilliant, fantastic, guys, brilliant. So, what I'm going to do, you guys come stand with me here, fantastic, well done, is I'm going to say the words in French, and we need your help. You know, I can't be doing this by myself. So you guys are going to sing it with me, but in French, okay? So we're going to practice. We're going to practice the most important word in the French language. You ready? Oui. That's good. We're going for the A star, guys. We're aiming high. I love it. Okay. So first bit. Oui, je crois. Come on, David. Oui, je crois en Dieu notre Père. That is on it, Edward. That's fantastic. Okay. Oui, je crois en Christ son Fils. Oh, very nice. Oui, je crois en ton Saint-Esprit.
Je crois en ton Saint-Esprit.
Au Trinité divine. Fantastic. And see, I love how it says, oui, je crois. In English, it's I believe, but in French, it's yes, I believe. And we've got some actions for this first part, guys, right? We do. Edward says, have we? We do. Okay, do you guys remember them? I need to put away probably for them. So, do you guys remember it goes, oui, je crois en Dieu, notre Père. Oui, je crois en Christ, son Fils. Nice one, guys. See some of you guys joining in. Come, we need help. We need some moral support. Oui, je crois en ton Saint-Esprit, au Trinité divine. Divine Trinity. Okay, can we have the final bit? Thank you very much. Oui, je crois à la résurrection. We try that? Very nice. Que nous vivons, à la résurrection, que nous vivrons à jamais, car oui, je crois dans le nom de Jésus. Guys, we're on it. We're going to do this thing. And so feel free to sing in English if you feel more comfortable with that. We're going to sing the chorus in French, the verse in English. At the very end, we're all going to sing it in English. Does that sound good? Okay, yeah, guys. Let's do this. It's worship. Need your help, guys. Need your help.
Usually at New Life Church, it's not always every Sunday like this, but we have a thing that we call an offering, and people in the church like to give part of their money for the existence of the church. If you're a visitor today, don't feel you have to give anything at all. You're just welcome to just sit here and enjoy it. But for those that are regular members of New Life and any that would like to, we just put a bucket here. And during this next song, which is a favorite of particularly the young ones in the church, you're very welcome to give. And then the children, some of the very young ones, are going to go out after this. So do stand. This one's called My Lighthouse.